This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 33. When is the best time to start studying English? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
When it comes to learning English and setting your goal for next year, momentum matters. Learn how to set goals and start early to make sure you have success.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, I'm excited about this tip we're sharing today.
I know. I'm happy to be here. What are we talking about in today's episode, Aubrey?
So this is really vital. We're talking about when is the best time to start studying English. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. We're going to share a quote today Okay, Lindsay, share for us the quote.
All right, let's just dive right into the quote. Here it is. Don't wait. The time will never be just right. And that is, we don't know who said that. Someone said it. But that quote just gets right to the heart of the matter today, doesn't it,
Aubrey? Exactly, right? That's really it. The time is never perfect for learning a language because other things are going to come up. Priorities, needs, there are going to be things. There's lots of issues that can get in the way. So if you're putting it off until it's the perfect time to have the, you know, amount of time and nothing else in the way, that's never going to happen. Never.
Exactly. And I'm glad we're talking about this now because this episode is coming out at the end of December, which means we all have an opportunity. Right. I love sitting down in the week before Christmas and New Year's and writing out my goals for the new year. Do you do that, Aubrey? Resolutions, but do you have a vision for your year?
Definitely.
In January?
And this is very appropriate because they do almost always include a goal for learning language. Because my problem is I'll start. I'm like, okay, I'm not delaying and I'll start. But then it'll last a few days and then I'll get busy. I won't keep prioritizing it. So that's the thing. Like, don't wait. But also, like, once you dive in, keep it up. Do what it takes. Set alarms. You know, put in your calendar specific times to study so that you can keep it up and get in that habit.
Exactly. And there are certain ways that we understand that as we take action, we get confidence. There's confidence and momentum. Momentum is huge. Aubrey, we should do another episode on momentum.
Yes.
Because when we have momentum, it results from just taking small actions towards a goal. We then feel excited about what we're working for. So if I'm like January 1, I wake up and I say, I'm going to become fluent in Spanish this year. That's a big goal. And we might procrastinate. But what could we do? How could we break down that goal where the first week of January, we could do something
that would build momentum. Actionable, right? It needs to be actionable. Like, I am going to sign up for a class online. And it doesn't even have to be like a Spanish learning class. It could be like a class for learning cooking that you're going to take in Spanish, something that you're interested in to keep yourself engaged and motivated. And once you've invested the money to pay for that, you're going to go because you've paid for it. You're going to prioritize it.
It's so fun taking cooking classes. And when we were in Peru, you know that Lima has a big food culture, right? Really good food down there. And we took a cooking class in Spanish in Lima, and it was so awesome. Much fun. It was so much fun. Yeah. Yes, so, exactly. But I mean, it comes back to that momentum building, and this is the how, right? The why is, you know, got to do it now because you'll never get to it if you don't. But the how is to break it down. So again, like we said, let's say you want to learn Spanish this year. Your one action for the first day of the year could be just to create an account on iTalki or something, some platform where mm-hmm. you can find a tutor. Create an account. The next day you come back, you search for teachers. The next day you send 5 messages to get rates from them, right? So this is how we take action and we build excitement for what we're doing.
Yeah, and I love that each of those steps would be very quick, would take less than 5 minutes. So we know that you are busy people. A lot of you are working in English business professionals. You don't have a lot of free time. Everyone has 5 minutes they can devote to do one small thing each day. Carve out a little more time if you can, but make it a step-by-step process so that every day you accomplish something.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah. And I think that's how we get to the point where we'll eventually hit the point where this is now a habit. So I think I've heard quotes. I don't know the science, but it takes 2 to 3 weeks to form a habit, right, Aubrey, more or less?
Yes, exactly. And it's so true. I've noticed that in my life. And even when it comes to language learning, if I'm using an app, if mm-hmm. I do it for about 3 weeks every day, then I no longer need that alarm or that reminder. My brain, it has that habit and I'll do it without a prompt.
Yeah, it just becomes part of who you are. So, I mean, today's takeaway, guys, is don't wait to study. If you have a goal to become fluent and natural and confident in English this year, take your first steps in the first week of the year. Right, Aubrey, what do you think?
Yeah, that's really good advice. You guys, take that advice.
And Aubrey, what else are you up to at All Ears English? Do you do some stuff on the IELTS side of things?
Yes, if you guys aren't listening to IELTS Energy, you're missing out, especially if you're preparing for the IELTS exam. But even if you're not, we teach so much great vocabulary, idioms that you can use in day-to-day conversations or at work. So come check it out, the IELTS Energy podcast, wherever you find your podcasts.
Awesome. And make sure you guys hit follow on All Ears English right now. Hit that button. Follow our show. We come out with 4 new episodes a week. There's so much great stuff for you guys. And we believe in connection, not perfection. That's how we're different from everyone else out there. So good. In the next episode, Aubrey, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're still on this track of the new year. Okay. So very exciting. We're going to show you guys how to put together a reverse resolution, a New Year's reverse resolution. What does that even mean? We're going to find out.
Awesome. I will see you there.
All right. See you there. Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.